Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we will continue with your calls after our guest leaves us in about 30, 35 minutes. I'm going to go to your calls right now into the second hour. Maureen in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much. I'm a really big fan of yours, so I really love your show. It's great to speak with you. I just basically wanted to ask a question. Do you see any tie-in between the coming, or I should say current, New World Order and this projection of end of the world? December 21st. Can you?
Yes. It's an archetype that a new age is going to begin, but they mean their new false age of tyranny. The globalists are always counterfeits, and so basically they're saying that they want at a subconscious level you to believe you're dead already and that you have no power, so you will just accept the new paradigm they give you, which is the loss of free will.
Right, so anything is basically better than, I guess, suffering the end of the world and dying. Anything.
Well, it is the end of the world as we know it, you know, to take a line from the, was it, R.E.M. song. Man, we should be playing that every day in the build-up, how many days till the end of the world. The media will cut that out of context. I'm not saying that's going to happen. But it is the end of the family. It is the end of our human genetics. We're being manipulated. It is the end of the earth as designed by the Creator. It is the globalist playing God, as in the days of Noah. It's all repeating itself in a horrible way. And so, it's not that Noah was perfect in his generations. His genetics were perfect. And again, the globalists seek to defile everything. They seek to play God. And they are trying to destroy the earth while attaining off-world technology. As best I research, this is what the highest level Illuminists are saying. The old world has to die for a new world to be created. So they want to be able to remake the world, hence the underground seed vaults that aren't GMO, the rest of it. While they attain the interface with computers, they're willing to destroy the earth to gain that life extension technology. But that's the spiritual deception. They're not going to be given that. And so they believe they must become as gods, but the old world must pass away. And then they're prepared to fight with the computers they're going to use to get rid of us. The computers will be used as Skynet to enforce the takeover of the old dominion of man. But then the globalists will double-cross the computers as well. And that's what 2001 Space Odyssey is all about. These are the highest secrets of the Illuminati. Anything else?
Well, I'm just amazed at your insight, and I have to say, listening to your show, it's really opened my eyes to like how corrupt people really are, and I think it's sad, and I think we have to do what you said, is, you know, fight for our families, fight for our country, and I'm right there with you.
Well, yes, ma'am. God bless you, and thanks for your kind words. Look, I'm just trying to survive and trying to have humanity go forward with some of our genetics intact, basically. But it's my love letter to humanity. I mean, just because I love goodness. I mean, I've got my dark side too, but my good side's a lot better. And listen, they've designed the world where corruption is all that succeeds now. But that's only for the high-level controllers. The low-level folks could still succeed, and we could still build a system based on mutual respect and honor. But the losers, as they're called, have been programmed, believing that only corruption will give them power. And so they're following that when they're designed like an enzyme to basically liquefy the tissue of the society. So the people have been programmed to be corrupt. And again, the people that are corrupt, it hurts me that they have fallen, that they have totally failed, that they're just rolling around in their squalor is extremely painful. And I do want to uplift humanity. I'm a fan of man. And again, Al Pacino in Devil's Advocate says the devil's a fan of man. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy and wants to hurt humans because the devil isn't a creator. These entities, angels, whatever you want to call them, if you read the Bible and every other ancient culture, they can't create, so they want to destroy. They can only have man create ugly, twisted things for them.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, we are live, ladies and gentlemen, and it is the 29th day of November 2012. If you're joining us for the first time, I am your host, Alex Jones. And we are now into the second hour here live. We are simulcasting on over 140 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, WWCR, the free podcast and audio streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and video feeds. This is really a TV show as well, streaming from PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Don't forget XM Channel 166 as well. So you can subscribe and listen to the show live as well at XM. Not on Sirius. They need to put us on Sirius, too. None dare call it conspiracy. This is the book that I remember seeing around the coffee table and multiple copies on the bookshelf. And I remember before I could even read, pulling it off the bookshelf and looking at it. This is a more recent reprint of it, a little bit larger format. It was a little bit smaller paperback in size. The runaway bestseller, over 5 million in print. I think that's an old reprint. I think it's well over 5 million. And patriots got these, bought these at cost by the hundreds apiece. People like Bobby Vaughn, my parents' good friends there on San Fernando Way in Dallas, Texas, where I was born and grew up. And he would babysit me sometimes. because he worked for the telephone company and at night, so then he was up in the afternoon and like his morning, and sometimes he'd keep me. And I remember rock and roll music blaring off his turntable, and even sometimes he'd give me a little drink of beer when I was like three. You know, like kids love beer. Boy, I get one sip of beer. Come on. And I remember this book, and he was in the John Birch Society. He's now died out of brain cancer. Great guy, though. The point is, we stayed in contact with him until he died. The point is, he would, a few years ago, he would run around and talk about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, and all this. And my dad already knew about it from when he was a teenager, because he would go around giving anti-communist speeches. It was even on the radio in Dallas some, speaking out against this stuff, but then stopped fighting it when he got into college. It's a side issue. The point is, I remember all the John Birchers coming over. My dad wasn't even in it. But they would all come over and talk about the New World Order around coffee. I'm now spending all the time covering this. The point is, I then read this book, I don't know, when I was like 12, when I started becoming a really good reader, and I read it again when I was about 16. I've read it three times, and it was published, what, in 1970? Let me open it up. Yeah, 1972, written in 1971, with Gary Allen and Larry Abraham. Gary Allen's son went on to found Politico, which I guess does cover Bilderberg occasionally, but it's kind of mainline, more liberal. Larry Abraham, his son Joshua Abraham, is the eighth son of Larry Abraham's 11 children. He is a former top wakeboarder and former sponsored snow skier. He's been researching his father's work for the last 4 years. And 11 children. Man, talk about wealth. That's as wealthy as it gets. That's more wealth than somebody with $1 trillion if they don't have 11 kids. I envy that, believe me. None dare call a conspiracy, available at InfoWarsStore.com, I should add. And the fellow that reprinted it just died of cancer. So we're hoping to get it back in print, but we've got most of the copies that are left right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not meaning to start a run on these, but it's just a fact, along with the republishing of Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley that the same publisher put out. But he joins us here, and I've got some notes to break some news about what his dad talked about. What he disclosed to him days before he died in 2008 on July 7th, and why his son got interested in the New World Order. A lot of kids, you know, don't really get interested in what their parents are till later. And so he joins us here, and we'll have him about 40 after or so. Then we'll go to your calls, those that are holding, and we'll get you back again, Josh Abraham, because it's good to hear from your father, Larry Abraham, from the grave. I commend your father's work, because I mean, the information they had from congressional sources, Larry McDonald and others, there's no book that's been currently written that lays out how it all works. And this was written 40 years ago. I guess 40 years ago. I was born in 74, and this book had already been out for many years and millions out there. So I just can't gush enough about it. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Oh, thank you for having me, Alex Jones.
Okay, tell us about your awakening the last 4 years, what your dad told you on his deathbed.
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for having me on. It's a great pleasure to be on your show. I've been listening to you for about over a year now. And first of all, I want to say thank you. Second of all, I want to say thank you to my creator, my creator Jesus. And I liked how you were talking about earlier about what Al Pacino said in The Devil's Advocate, and that's one of my favorite movies. And when he was talking to Kevin at the end of that movie about how he's a fan of man and how he's, you know, he's he doesn't judge humans for their judgment calls that they make, because if you think about it, who in their right mind could ever possibly deny that the 20th century completely belonged to the devil? We had two world wars, then we had the Gulf War. You know, we had all these wars going on. And what's really kind of blowing my mind is that when you got all the evidence laid out in front of you, all this evidence, like, sneaking into the movies of what directors are saying and what all the research that I've come across in the past couple years, you know, Hollywood is, you know, they're trying to tell us something. The guy who wrote The Devil's Advocate, the guy who wrote that movie, me and my brother Kai, we talk about a lot whenever we hook up and hang out with each other. There was something really being said when Al Pacino was talking to Kevin or Keanu Reeves in that movie.
Well, it's funny I raised that. Now you're bringing that up. Tell, for people that don't know about your father, tell us about him a little bit. I think that's important.
Well, my father, you know, he was a great man, Alex. And the fact of the matter is my father had a message. And that message is there is something going on that is not right. And the book that he wrote, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, he provides the evidence. Gary Allen wrote that book, and my father did the research for it. But a lot of people tend to forget that my father's legacy of the books that he wrote, he had another one, the sequel, called Call It Conspiracy after None Dare was written. And then my personal favorite was this book called The Greening. The Greening was a book that he wrote in 1992 when I was just a kid and he was living out in Gig Harbor Beach. And what this book is about how in current day, you know, None Dare Call It Conspiracy gave us the overrun of what's going on and who's involved and how it was all set up. Now The Greening explains in today's world, in today's events, what Agenda 21 and what all this EPA, all this government regulation with permits, all these unnecessary rules that we go through. I mean, a lot of small business owners know what I'm talking about. But all these little environmentalist rules and all these regulations, this is all derived from paganism. This is all about Agenda 21, the Georgia Guidestones, with the Ten Commandments, with number one being, you gotta reduce the population to 500 million to have a perfect balance with man and nature.
And at the higher level, they admit that, and they even say this in the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996, they said human sacrifice, and I have shots of this, not the boil down on the UN website, but I went to the UT library and got it. You can get it, folks. Where they said we were going to reintroduce ritualized war and human sacrifice because Gaia needs blood. This is official UN law. I mean, these people are absolute devil worshippers. But they'll say, oh, no, our gods predate your Christian devil. Please continue.
Well, you're exactly right. And what really kind of blows my mind, and when I try to bring this evidence to my friends and my family, I ask them one simple question. First of all, I say, you know, human beings don't do things without a reason. Now, let me give you a question. Why are the most important, most powerful, richest people on this planet worshiping Satan? Why are they doing it? Because, Alex, it's real. And what really shocked me, when after my father died, you know, I didn't come across his information. I didn't even read his books while he was alive. And every day I have to live with that, Alex. I have to live with the fact that my dad is not here, and I need him now more than ever. Because I wasn't interested. I was a young kid. You know, I was like in my younger 20s. You know, I was doing my wakeboarding and my snow skiing.
No, the world programs you that mom and pop don't know anything. Well, even if people's parents aren't perfect, they at least instinctively care about you when the rest of the world could care less.
Exactly. And what's really crazy is that when I came across the question of what's going on, I did all my research. And then I just realized, I mean, people say how they found Jesus or they found God. No, like, I found Satan. I found that the world's most powerful leaders were worshiping Satan because you can't have Jesus without Satan or the other way around. Or Satan.
And you're not going to run this world. You're not going to be the God of this world. You're not going to be in power if you don't serve the God of this world.
Exactly. And then people tend to forget, you know, all you Bible scholars and Christians out there, you should really, really listen up, because Lucifer is the god of air. Lucifer is the god of music. He is the god of this planet. But what we have to come to grips with is that Yeshua and his father God, what Yeshua is his real name, you all know him as Jesus, but Yeshua and his father God are the actual rulers of the universe. Satan is just the god of this small little planet. what we have to come to grips with is that we're not the center of the universe. There are so many. I mean, we all know there's
exactly. Let's get into what your dad told you on his deathbed straight ahead. None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Gary Allen and Larry Abraham. His son joins us now, Josh Abraham. We'll be right back. And then your phone calls and a ton of news coming up today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you think the 20th century was the devil's century, you know, I laugh when I think about evil because all the idiots serving it have no idea how bad their judgment is in this life. All of you people that think you're on the winning team serving evil because you're so cowardly and weak, you have no idea. You have no idea what you're going to be turned over to. So keep abusing the innocent like a bunch of piranhas. Go as fast as you can. Do as much bad as you can. Because you're going to get it back a trillion times. Remember that. You know what hell is? It's being thrown into the spiritual energy you support. It's being with yourself. It's being cut off from those of us that aren't like you. But enough of that, okay? Yes, we know it's a spiritual battle. We know the churches are government-run now. That's why we're in so much trouble. Going back to Josh Abraham, whose father co-wrote the book and did the research with Gary Allen for None Dare Call It Conspiracy, he joins us. Tell us what your dad told you 4 years ago when he died on his deathbed that got you back on the path to researching what's going on and discovering how much your father really knew.
Well, a week before he died, we were sitting there on the couch watching Fox News, and a story came up about contaminated water. And keep in mind, whenever I watched Fox News and my dad, he would just ramble on and on, like, oh, these communists, these globalists, these this and these that. But then he turned to me, and he was like, you know, son, what they're doing in our water is what they're going to be doing to our air here very soon. And I looked at him, and I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, you'll see. They'll start contaminating our air. And then July 7th, the day he died, I was there at his deathbed with my brother Joe and my sister Jenny. And he told me two things. He said, number one, son, the globalist socialist storm is coming. I'm glad I don't have to live through it, but you're going to have to live through it and fight through it. So get ready for it. And the second thing he told me was never deny your thirst for knowledge when it hits you. The thirst for knowledge is going to hit you, boy. And when it does, don't deny it. Don't ignore it. Just go with it and let it flow. And after that, I was just sitting there. I was like, Dad, I've only read a couple science fiction novels. You know, I've only read the, you know, Sports Illustrated. I don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, I wish you, you know, I miss my father so much, and I need him here more than ever to talk to me about what's really going on. But after reading his books and doing my personal research, what he was talking about, the stuff being put in the air, like contaminating our air, like they're contaminating our water, these chemtrails that I see in the sky, these chemtrails that I see everywhere, I mean, people got
to
know.
It's being added to the jet fuel. Even the pilots don't know. Now, and they have some that do special modification that are specially rigged, but we have the patents. Shifting gears, your father, because I did the research, I know it was connected in with Larry McDonald, congressman, and others, was the first at so many levels to really crystallize how they control the left and the right, how they would bring in this system, how they would use the green movement, how the ultra-rich funded the communists. How did your dad get this much knowledge? Because we could sit here in 2012 and go, oh, yeah, we all know this. How did he know it in 1970?
You know, Alex, my dad was definitely the smartest man that I've ever met in my life, and I'm sure my huge family, my seven brothers and three sisters can back me up on that. But as far as where he got the knowledge, I mean, he was a good friend of Ron Paul. He was a part of the, I'm pretty sure he was involved with the Reagan administration. I mean, he just had a lot of friends.
No. I know. In fact, that's what I read. Your dad and Gary Allen were helping wake Ronald Reagan up about the New World Order, and that he and that's why he was getting, you know, the John Birch information. Reagan was really coming along, and then, of course, we all know the vice president, they made him take everything that happened then.
Yeah, when Bush, he took Bush as the vice president, even my brother Kai said it, he was just like, why is he taking this guy? I mean, we got to remember that Bush was the director of the Council of Foreign Relations. You know, there is a real agenda going on here. And what people have to wake up to is that there's a presidential bloodline. I mean, if people don't know, Barack Obama, he's an 11th cousin of George Bush Jr., and George Bush Jr. is a third cousin of Al Gore and John Kerry, who's a bloodline of George
Bush. But it's worse than that. I mean, it's like a breed of dog where all French Bulldogs are related, or all Dobermans are related, or all, you know, Pit Bulls. I mean, they've done the maps on Ancestry.com. Obama is related to Cheney, and then he's, I mean, they're all related. It's like they're all, and I don't mean like, I'm talking third, fourth cousins and stuff, you know. It's not like distantly related.
Oh, no, it's not distantly related at all. This is a very tight bloodline that stretches all the way back to the British monarchy, and the British monarchy stretches back to the Arab kings of Seville, which are descendants of Muhammad. people have to realize that this bloodline, this ruling bloodline, has been going on.
Hold on, stay there, stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge. I want our guest to repeat what his father said to him before he died. The exact words are powerful. The global socialist superstorm is coming. What was the exact quote that your father, co-author of None Dare Call a Conspiracy, told you, Josh Abraham?
What he told me on his deathbed was the globalist socialist storm is coming, and we all need to get ready for it. That this world that we live in, this so-called democracy, and Gerald Celente, he's my favorite guest. He said it better himself. This is a Republican and Democratic criminal syndicate of the United States government. That's exactly what it is.
Power-tripping Luciferians as well. I mean, they're just absolutely evil.
Yeah, and he warned me, you know, the globalist socialist storm is coming. And then he told me, never deny your thirst for knowledge once it hits you. I mean, this is my father telling me that I'm going to, you know, do something. Like, I had no thirst for knowledge, Alex. I had no want to read books. And let me tell you, In the past 2 years, I've read the entire King James Bible, all three of my dad's books, Michael Tesserion, I've read David Icke, I've read the Book of Ostara, I've read, what was that?
The point is you're doing a lot of research and opening your mind up so you can make decisions for yourself, and there's no doubt that the limited info we're given by the corporate-controlled media is not even a fraction of the real information in the universe. Now, we only got a few minutes left before I go to calls. We'll probably have you back up in the future. I hope that, you know, the fellow that republished your dad's book died of cancer just 2 weeks ago. I hope the book continues to be in print, but we've got some that are still available at InfoWarsStore.com. Anything else you'd like to add? Because talking about none dare call it conspiracy. Guys, give me a document cam shot in here for TV viewers so they can see this. These graphs in here that are so simple but beautifully explain what people will never be taught in mainline political science classes. Now, when you get up to PhD level, they'll actually teach you this, but only because you've got to work for the system, and they'll explain to you why it's a good thing. But zooming in here, it explains democratic socialism, the cover, and it goes through how it controls labor, finance, business, legislative, judiciary, state, county, city, charity, politics, education, and a unified corporate global system. And so it's an off-the-shelf program they download into your government, and that they buy off the government through fiat, fractional reserve banking. Your dad breaks all that down. Here we are 40 years later. It's all come true. Versus constitutional republic and how it operates. You've got the maps in here on the pressure from above, pressure from below. It breaks down Carol Quigley, J.P. Morgan, how they operated, how the Federal Reserve puts you into debt to then totally implode you down the road, how they devalue the dollar, Woodrow Wilson, how the British intelligence operation is working on this. The Rothschilds, it's got photos of them in here. It's got Khrushchev being funded by our own government with Nelson Rockefeller. It's got the pressure from above, pressure from below. It's got how Kissinger was going to get us off the gold standard. I mean, and it all came true. It's all in here. Trying to find how the CFR manipulates the Republican and Democratic parties with very simple. But the true mark of genius is something simple that simply explains something with great depth and accuracy. That's got how the Wahlbergs funding, the Nazis. I'm trying to find the pressure from above, how they fund the poor people to then get rid of the middle class for the mega bankers. Anything else you'd like to add about this book and, I mean, what it was like to read it after your dad was dead?
Well, it was very eye-opening, and to say the least, it kind of woke me up to, like, imagine this, Alex. Like, imagine you and me knowing this information, okay? You know, I listen to your show a lot, and you talk about the Matrix. You got to think of it like this. If you were in the Matrix, if the Matrix was actually real, and you were jacked in, and, you know, you were like Neo or Trinity getting in and out of the Matrix. But what if you were stuck in there and you couldn't jack out? You couldn't come back out of the Matrix into the real world. What if you were stuck in the Matrix? What would you do? And that's the kind of mind frame that I have been stuck in ever since I've come across this knowledge and read my father's books. He nailed it to a T. And what's really compelling is that he even gives the list of names and what organizations they work for. And when you read up all this knowledge, you ask yourself the question, what can I do about this? And me being my father's son, you know, I'm the only one of my brothers who don't have a family and kids. I just turned 30 years old. I'm the last one left who really has like a clean slate and can really do anything without putting my.
So your dad basically told you you were going to get the anointing, and that's what it is, to continue on his mission. He could see that in you. That's just amazing.
Well, I don't know if he didn't say anointing, but, you know, he knew. You know,
but that's what it is. I mean, to anoint somebody, if you use the technical term, is I'm saying this is your mission. I'm saying you're going to fulfill this. And my mission is to reach people who are going to be the leaders that will defeat the New World Order. I've always known in my heart and my gut that from the time I started that I never intended to try to be this, you know, large force out there. I was there to set brush fires in the minds of other men and women. And, of course, that's what we do today. I mean, even most of my detractors will say, you woke me up, but now I'm going to come after you. But that's because they were none of us are perfect, but a really imperfect, deformed vessel. But, you know, some of the seeds are going to fall on the rocks. Some are going to be eaten by the birds. Others are going to hit the right soil. And that's what's happening. Please continue.
Well, you're absolutely right, you know, and obviously you and me, we got friends and family. We try to wake, you know, I'm trying to wake my own family up to this whole mess called a conspiracy, and they don't believe it. You know, I'm trying to convince my mom, I'm like, Mom.
Okay, so your dad is a famous paleo constitutionalist, friends with Ron Paul, Congressman Larry McDonald, who they killed, Gary Allen, icon, we knew Bob Chapman, all these people, and they don't even respect an icon in their family.
Well, me, my brother Kai, and my brother Joe are pretty much the only ones out of the 11 children that have read my father's books.
Unbelievable.
And what's really strikes me as crazy is that, you know, here we are with all the evidence. We got him, Alex, in your infiltration video of the build of a Bohemian Grove. That is like one of my favorite. I just love sitting down and watching that. The cremation of care is so interesting to watch, because what you gotta come to grips with is that is a 2,000-year-old Babylonian satanic ritual of human sacrifice.
They're recreating it. It's unbelievable. In closing, anything else you'd like to add for people about your father, about the book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, about Gary Allen?
Yeah, in closing, I'd like to say, we got to keep talking, Alex. You and me, we got to, this isn't going to be the last time I hope I come on your show, because there's a lot of research that I've been doing, and a lot of people tend to forget that my father wrote another great book that is my personal favorite called The Greening. And The Greening is the total rap sheet of what the globalists are doing today, right now in front of our faces.
Well, listen, is that book in print?
Oh, it's in print. It was published in the early 90s. I got a copy of it right here in my hand, The Greening.
Well, we're going to have to carry that in the bookstore. Absolutely. We'll get you on the nightly news soon after I've had a chance to read The Greening, or one of my reporters has, and we'll do a review of that. Great having you on, my friend, and we salute your work. We salute your father, and there's nothing more honorable than carrying on the work of your father, especially when your father was doing such seminal work. The touchstone of so much of the liberty movement we've got today that is our greatest hope is the work of your father and Gary Allen. God bless you.
Yeah, and thank you for having me on, Alex, and I really hope this isn't the last time I come on. I'm thinking about writing my own book, and I think it would be a very powerful message.
Sure.
If you and me came together.
Yeah, the problem is, listen, I'm not bragging. I've been offered by big New York publishing houses, you know, all these big book deals and stuff, and my problem is that I would make a bunch of money, and books are great, too. But it doesn't reach as many people. I can do a special report that reaches a million people, boom, on YouTube, outside of the radio audience that's woken up. And then a book, you know, that would make me $20 million would only reach, you know, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 people. And I understand, but listen, just write your book. Don't wait for me to work with you on it. I appreciate you joining us, my friend. We're going to move on to thank you. We're going to move on to some calls now. Yeah, I just, you know, I had a bad experience with ghostwriters, with two different ones with a publisher, and because I would say stuff and it would turn into something completely different, and then I'm so busy trying to complete the nightly news, trying to finish that mission, trying to finish all the things, and I probably will write some books because it's good to have something in writing. It's respected, and actually it would make a bunch of money, which I could then use to fund things. So now I am leaning more towards a book. But it's just, I'm not going to put some crud out. You know, that's why I haven't made a film in 2 years. I mean, it's more of a presentation documentary with Joel Skousen, Strategic Relocation. It's more of a, I'm in it, he's in it. It's got a lot of great graphics and information. It's very important, but, you know, it's not a film I made. Because, I think I've gone on the right course, too. Films make money. And they are seen as prestigious and they reach a lot of people. But just churning out reports is getting more lead down range on the globalists. So But then I got to do a money bomb where I can make a film and make, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $1 million. You know, it's a big film. If I did a film right, so I could make something like Dinesh D'Souza made, I could get it in theaters. I could probably hit the zeitgeist right and get media behind it and make, you know, $15 million. And that would fund us for like 3 years. So I'm trying to work smarter. I'm just so caught in radio every day, preparation for it, training crew, dealing with stuff, signing checks, carrying out trash, throwing people's, you know, spent coffee in the trash. I'm not bashing folks, but running around, you know, trying to get people up and going because I know that's the right plan to go with. There's a lot of things I want to do. And, well, I'll tell you right now, if somebody like Larry Abraham was alive, I'd write a book with him. And I think that's the answer. I think I need to go out and find an established writer and then have them go out and then, you know, write books with me. Because I need to be able to just record, have the meetings, have the areas, have the writer put it together, add their research, and then put it out. Because let me tell you, there's just not that many people that have this knowledge. And I don't understand why you don't have it. I mean, I guess you've got to study this stuff for 17 years, but it's so self-evident. It's so, you got to read Tragedy and Hope. You got to read None Dare Call a Conspiracy. You've got to read UN documents. You've got to just, you know, learn and watch these people. And then you figure out, man, they're a bunch of crazy control freaks that think Lucifer controls them and they want to kill everybody. And then you know, and a cop pulls you over and goes, mind if I search your car? And you can't even get mad at the cop. This is a victim full of vaccines, full of fluoride, full of GMO. You know, they're going to die young. Their wife's going to die young. Their kids are going to die young. We're being murdered. And you can't even get mad at them. They're just a victim. And then some idiot TSA person chosen because they're a low grade moron who likes to exercise mindless power all day. You can't even get mad at them, but I realize you've got to get mad at them and put them down and say, you're pathetic, you're enjoying a power trip, shame on you, stop being a drama queen, stop acting like it's bad that I'm asking you questions, knock it off. We've got to rebuke others, we've got to rebuke ourselves, we've got to get better, or it's all going to get bad. And listen, the socialist control freak superstorm is about to hit. Everything you've seen is just the beginning. And like when the trees are blowing, you think, oh, look at that storm coming. And it finally hits and the windows are blowing out and the tornado hits. Sounds like a freight train coming by. I've been in a tornado. I barely survived it. Not fun. And with my father, Alan, in a car, we're driving along. It's raining. We slow down. All of a sudden, we're on about 40, blows the car off down an embankment, 40-foot embankment, go through fences, slide, run into two oak trees. Police, state police said it would have killed us if we'd have hit sideways. Smashed the Tahoe all the way in to the back row of seats forward. Broke my dad and mine seats. But they broke in the shock and then fell backwards. My dad got a concussion. Was throwing up everywhere. I got a concussion but didn't throw up because I guess my brain's already had so many concussions. It was like visiting an old friend. And the state police got there and I said, yeah, we slowed down. Just blow up the road. He goes, yeah. The tornado just came through here through Stonewall. The barn's blown over right over there. You see that? You got hit by a tornado. And that's what hit us. Did you see those trees torn down? That's a tornado. It was fire ants all over us. It was not fun, but I don't know why I'm telling that story again. I guess, how did I get off into tornadoes? The point is that this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. And these people want to rape your children and line you up in a pit and blow your head off after working you half to death. Okay, that's what they do. That's what they create. Grandma bakes pies and makes you a big chicken fried steak. New World Order puts poison in your water and kills you at the hospital. I mean, I'm sorry it's dark. I'm sorry it's horrible. I'm sorry it's ugly. But if we would admit what the Soviets and Nazis and Pol Pot and all these scum did, we don't have to relive it. But if we don't, we're going to relive it. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. He wants to talk about 2012. We're talking about this pretty much every day. In the countdown towards the end of the world, they say, 21 days. I don't buy into it. 21 days, 5 hours, 11 minutes, 13 seconds. I guess the website that set this up is gone with their time zone because the world will end in their time zone on that day. That's another question. Which time zone will it end in? Maybe Greenwich Mean Time? Go ahead, Mike. Oh, he just dropped off as I went to him. I love that. Wilson in Florida, 2012 in the Constitution. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. I just wanted to speak in regards to really quickly to 2012. I just think that for sure, if there's going to be anything. It's going to be coming from the government. I don't think anything on this earth is going to be happening naturally like that, especially with the way things are.
I agree, but I mean, they could do an EMP or something. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I don't say exactly. I agree with you. And we'll probably see some hellbop type activity, too. Go ahead.
And I'm definitely glad. You know, the last shows I've been listening to for the last few weeks, you've been just beating the drums, speaking about how the answer is in the tools that our founders gave us. You know, I don't like getting obsessed with characters or people. I'm not a fan of anybody. I'm a fan of the tools that we have, and I'm glad that you just keep emphasizing it. And I think that's just where the key lies. You know, we have the tools, and we just have to have the organization, and then we all use the tools.
I agree with you because of the children that I hear in the background. I mean, we cannot turn our children over to the beast. And what matters is their hearts and their minds and their souls. People need to understand, folks, you do not want to be programmed by this. That's the most valuable thing in life, is being conscious and living in reality. And it doesn't mean any of us are perfect. We all see through rose-colored glasses. But we have just got to ask God to open up our hearts. And I'm not talking about the fake God in these churches, folks. If you ask the creator of the universe into your heart and to give you guidance, you'll find it. And it's now time to hit your knees, folks. Even if you don't believe in the spiritual world, well, then you better get in a room and turn the lights down and just sit down and meditate and think about where the world's going. Because let me tell you, you've got to be in deep bondage to not know we are in grave danger.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Through tomorrow only, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26%. Off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends tomorrow. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
We've got it.
All right, you wanna go?
issues of InfoWars magazine. And I would say overall, before I go back to your calls and our next guest, I am very excited about it, and it has overperformed in the quality, in the sales, in the subscriptions, what I even expected. But because we're always adding stuff right up to the date of publishing it, about 4 or 5 days before it comes out and we have it printed, there are typos in it sometimes. And we're really working on that. It caused kind of a customer service nightmare when we had 2 Octobers. Yes, because you know, we had an October come out at the start of October, and then because we were about to print it right at the end of October, there was an oversight that it said October on the front. So there were 2 Octobers, an early and a late. It's just, it's kind of cool, you know, because it's a real magazine with our articles and research, but little oversight. And I've noticed, though, in mainstream stuff, you see more and more typos and things because people are using spell checkers. And they expect that if a spell checker says it's fine, it's fine. So then you'll have just the wrong words in there and things. But there's not as many typos in the new issue, InfoWars Magazine. This man wants your guns. And it even has the right month on the cover, December 2012. And everybody that signs up for a subscription right now, you'll get a couple back issues. All supplies last added into the first one and the next 11 that come out. And this is undoubtedly the best one we have produced. They just get better and better. It's got Obama on the front, standing on the American flag or sitting on it. And it says, this man wants your guns. And it's all about his agenda for the next 4 years, the globalist agenda. And it really wakes people up. And I am just so proud of this new publication, and it exposes everything. Obama wants your guns and the rest of your freedom. Second Amendment in the crosshairs with all their quotes, all the proof. It's got just all the factoids. It's got information on how they're going to shut down the power plants, the latest proof. And probably my favorite article in here, other than the Ron Paul's entire farewell speech printed on 4 pages, poster size, is there's a big article called Your Luggage Now Departing, Danger, Travel Advisory, Beware TSA Crime Zones. And this gets into all the robberies they're doing around the country and a map of it that we have right here on this page, breaking down the most dangerous areas and the taser bracelets they want you to wear and everything else. It really is a phenomenal publication. You can buy them in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost or get a subscription, and it's a great gift to give as well. And by the way, I guess people are hot on Ron Paul. Our financial implosion, first issue sold out. Close to 40,000 copies that we had extra that we didn't put on the street. We put 60,000 on the street or whatever and 40,000 extra. Those sold out in less than 2 days. This, because we printed 100,000 of these and are then holding back 20,000 or so for subscriptions and to sell in bulk at cost, this looks like it's going to sell out about 4 or 5 days at current rates. So if you want these in bulk at cost with complete Ron Paul farewell address and all the other info to give somebody to warn them about the attack on the Second Amendment, then you need to get your subscription. Obviously, we'll hold some back to cover all the subscriptions. But if you want to buy them in bulk, now is the time to get InfoWars Magazine at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll get the double October issue, which is really the November issue about zombie mind control in there. But we're adding more proofreaders and stuff because we always get it right down to the last day. And then we proofread it, but people aren't in a conscious mode. And so stuff like that gets missed. But anyways, Real Grassroots, Print 2.0. And you can also sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And always 5 days after the magazine comes out, we'll send you a free digital copy where the links work and everything. You can turn the pages. You can sign up for free to get the magazine digital copy at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.